Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. And it's the National League South this week, John.
Oh, boy, is it.
Oh, yeah. And the National League North and a bit of the National League.
I'm going to do a bit on the National League.
And the
hell with it.
And League Two. I'm going to just bring that up.
What?
Just a little bit.
Just a little. Oh, OK. No, I see what you're
quite
doing.
Quite good
there.
Fun. Yeah, just for old time's sake.
Yeah.
Just for old time's sake.
A couple of our old friends. How are they getting on?
Yeah. Hey. Old. Do you know that song, John? How do you say? Old friend, are we okay?
I don't know that at
all. Old friend, are we or aren't we unique? this is a unique
fun,
podcast. The National League podcast. The National Obsession. It's unique, John.
Yeah.
It's like no other football podcast
going.
Never find
another one like this.
Because there's a very little planning. It works on vibes.
It's vibes. It's Roy Ayres. It's vibes and vibes alone.
It's that.
Where were you when you came crashing back down to earth with the dismal realisation that we're back in the National League South?
Oh, well,
I was in Belfast.
Oh, how was that, John?
Yeah.
How was that? How was your trip to Belfast?
Walking down the Falls Road. I wasn't walking down the Falls Road. But walking down a road.
Hey.
just as who is it? Dover equalised.
Did you see Ali Omar? He's in Northern Ireland, of course.
Here's the thing. So I was on my friend Luke Stagdy. Luke's a Torquay fan.
Oh, yeah.
You've met
goals.
Luke.
Up the goals. I've seen him. See, he's an Exeter City fan now.
Well, yes, he did have to wear an Exeter shirt on one of the days.
Wow. Mega Bants. You were on a Mega Bants lads holiday.
On the first night, we were in a club.
in the nightclub.
Guess who turned up in there? Lahn had been playing in the Champions League that night.
Not Ali Omar.
And their opposition turned up in the club. They dispatched Lahn 4-1.
Finland.
Helsinki. They're from Kosovo.
Oh.
That's true.
They turned up in a Lahn nightclub.
They dispatched Lahn 4-1, came half an hour down the road to Belfast and partied the night away.
Oh, who wouldn't?
Very Tim Pot, though,
getting
isn't it?
Through in the Champions League. The champions. Did they? If I'd just gone through in the Champions League, I'd definitely request that from the DJ. That's like a mix of it.
You know what they did? They just stood around the edge of the club looking a bit moody and then left.
That's what footballers do.
Yeah.
They stand around looking moody, and if you don't talk to them about football, they often have nothing to say.
Bugger off.
They don't have anything to say.
Yeah.
Ali Omar's Lahn FC, we will be keeping an eye on them.
Yeah, big time.
They were 4-1 up on Monday night, John, and they drew 4-4 with Dungannon. There we are.
There we go. That's
not Jim Gannon.
Not
Dungannon.
We've gone on Dungannon, you know. Something beaten him.
Jim Gannon at Dungannon.
That's got to happen, hasn't it?
That would be great, wouldn't
it? He's Irish, Jim Gannon. He might fancy. I think so.
Isn't he there? It'd be marvellous, wouldn't it? What do you want to talk about? The National League, John?
Hold on. I'm just checking if Jim Gannon's Irish, actually.
Oh, that's
the right one,
mate. It's our new quiz. Is Jim Gannon Irish? It's a very short quiz.
Born in Southwark, so it's not looking great for that. Moved with his family to Ireland at a young age. There you go.
There we are.
Sorted.
There we are. So Dungannon, they're the Dungannon Swifts.
Swifts.
And Lahn, are we going to be paying attention to Lahn all season because of Ali Omar?
Yeah, absolutely.
I watched a bit of it and it did feel like, even for us, a bit of a drop down in level.
They're in the Champions League.
It looked a bit Sunday leaguey.
Yeah.
But then whenever you see anything below Premier League on television. It looks poor.
I was going to say, have you seen the highlights of Dover versus Torquay?
Let's get on to the National League South. Let's just,
right. Come on,
let's just kick on with it, John, because why not?
Well, we've got to work out what's coming up.
What else is coming up in the
what's
podcast?
What's coming up on the podcast?
National League South news.
National League South
any news. Any National League North?
Not looked at that.
National
but I
League?
Can do. Yes, National League. Possibly League Two.
Lovely.
What's going on this week? Oh, Ivor Dewdney. He's popping up.
Very good result for Truro, wasn't it? We're going to speak to Ivor Dewdney, how he enjoyed the weekend.
I imagine he might still be on the pop, bloated.
Do you think?
On the rattler. On the rattler.
Rattlered up. more rattler.
More rattler. I think we're going to hear an advert for a new business.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember Trike Tours?
Oh, Madeira Trike
Madeira
Tours.
Madeira Trike
yes.
Tours.
Yes.
I think it's along those lines.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Because we have got adverts on the podcast now. So,
oh, yes, of course.
You know,
that
might
that?
Just fit in seamlessly.
Oh, yeah, the sweet, sweet advert cash.
I think Ray Duffy, because he's back on the mic. Well, we think he is. I don't know. But first home game of the season,
might
you'd
not
hope.
Be, John.
Hashtag Ray on comms.
He might not be, though, John, because
a lot
of people have got, they weren't allowed to do it at Dover last week.
Yeah. Well, this is at home, though, isn't it?
Not a talky podcast.
Yeah, we're at home.
Ray on comms.
Ray on comms, 3 points. So he's
always guaranteed three comms.
He's back on.
Very three comms. Yeah. That's good. What else are we talking about?
Letters from a listener.
Oh, there's some. That's hopes.
I've seen one. Oof. I've not checked today, but we've got one.
Okay. And that's it. Sounds like a great podcast.
I think that's it, isn't it?
Was that all we were going to talk about?
Yeah.
But let's go. Shall I read out the National League South scores, John, and we can go through that?
Yeah.
I mean, let's just remind everyone, if you're new to the podcast, that nothing matters until the clocks go back.
No, exactly.
No
it's
one cares.
Irrelevant.
The results don't
matter.
Until it's dark at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, none of this matters.
Exactly. Until the floodlights come on.
It's all just
nothing.
Fun.
Yeah.
Until
exactly.
then. So these are all just like pre-season friendlies. So here we go. Chelmsford City 1, Farnborough 0. Good job for David Essex there. Nice one for him.
Yes, very good.
Chelmsford City.
We should also
a win for Essex. The Essex League. We should run that, John. That's a good idea.
The Essex League. Okay.
Within the National League South. The Essex League.
Right. We'll do
they
that.
Beat Farnborough 1-0, and you tipped Farnborough. You thought they looked good, John.
Well, I did. I've tipped them for a playoff finish, so that's a pretty poor start. We should also say that it's actually very hard to get any sort of information about the games in the National League South. Unfortunately, the BBC don't sort of see fit to sort of furnish you with anything more than just the score.
You can't. So, if you click on it, nothing happens.
No.
It's like your phone's died.
But, hello? No, nothing.
As you go further and further down,
it's broken again. No, it's not. They just. It's not important enough.
As you go further down the leagues, eventually they just send you a printout. Chippenham Town 1, Aveley 0. Aveley making their National League South debut with a defeat.
Yeah,
Chippenham Town away.
Yeah, a high-scoring one. Dartford 3, Bath 3.
Mm-hmm.
All the goals there down at Dartford.
That's Alan Dowson, isn't it?
Alan Dowson's Dartford.
Good to know they're leaky, that Dowson's leaky. Yeah. A 3-3 with Alan Dowson. Imagine that.
Who would have thought?
Who has ever seen one of those before? Bath City. They any good this season, John? We don't know.
No idea. Not a clue.
Dover 2, Torquay United 2. Let's talk about that for a little bit, John.
Yeah.
Bit annoying, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, 100% scored too early. You know, when we score an early goal, it's bad news.
Yeah, it felt like we relaxed.
And like, oh, good, here we go. 5-6, this will be 7.
This is fine,
maybe.
This is too easy. Felt like, of course, they weren't relaxing. We know they're trying their hardest a lot of the time. And when you get to this level, there are mistakes, aren't there? But as soon as I listened to it on BBC Radio Kent.
Oh, God,
that's
that was terrible.
That's what we were offered.
It was really bad.
You get what you're given, John. You get what you're given.
It was really bad.
And they started saying, oh, and this player's really tearing them open, running at them. They don't seem to be able to cope with them. I'm like, no, we don't want any of this. Not in the National. Unfortunately, it sounded very like last year.
Yeah.
That was what was disappointing. It won't be like last year. And we didn't lose. We didn't lose. We could have lost by all accounts, but we didn't lose.
Yeah.
Now, wait at Dover. We'd have to go there again all season.
Did you think? No, I said we got no information necessarily about the goal scorers and everything. I have got this goal scorers for this game because Nigel Adderley sent it to me.
Oh, that's nice.
How about this? Did you see the goal scorers for Dover Athletic? Zidane Sutherland.
Mm.
So
Zidane on his shirt.
Who's he named after? You have to guess. And the guy who scored the own goal for Dover, our first goal, Chevron McLean.
Oh, I like that.
What a good name.
Please keep two chevrons apart. You'll never have two chevrons together in the same team.
Arrows on the pitch. Got to stick two. You'll never have away.
Two of those in the same team, ever.
Yeah.
And Zidane Sutherland, he's of course named after Donald Sutherland.
Donald Sutherland. He's that's it.
So he's named.
Big fan of MASH.
Don't Look Now.
Oh, okay. Maybe MASH.
Donald Sutherland. No, he's in Don't Look Now.
Oh, I don't know what I'm thinking of then.
Don't Look Now.
Don't Look Now.
As they'd say in Belfast. Anyway, so bit of a disappointing start, but look, it doesn't matter. We haven't lost yet. And we did predict 28 points.
He's in a war film as well, isn't he? Sorry, Adam.
Oh, yeah, he's in all. He's in absolutely loads of films.
Where Eagles there?
Don't know. You look him up. You've got Google as much as I have.
You carry on.
Eastbourne Borough 1, yeah. Hampden and Richmond 0. The no idea what that does.
No.
Hemel Hempstead 1, Yeovil 0. That's good fun, isn't it? John?
I'm still looking at this. He was in MASH.
Okay, there we are. But let's just talk about Hemel Hempstead 1, Yeovil Town 0. Oh, John, come on. Get on board the National League South train.
I'd want to talk about Donald Sutherland, actually.
Okay.
No, I don't think he was in Wales.
Focus on Donald Sutherland. We said we were going to do a focus on.
I think I was thinking of Kelly's Heroes, maybe. I don't know.
Wild Geese, is he in that?
Yeah. The Eagle Has Landed.
The Eagle Has Landed.
I knew it was an eagle-based war film.
There we are.
An Eagle Has Landed.
The Eagles have landed, yeah.
Sorted.
What else are you in? Is that it?
Don't care. That's it.
Have we moved on now? That was the one you were trying to scratch.
Yeah.
Hemel Hempstead, I'll say it again. Hemel Hempstead 1, Yeovil 0.
Yes. Now, do you see the Yeovil owner try to have a fight with the fans? That was good.
Lovely. That was good fun, wasn't it?
Martin Hellier.
I mean, do you want that sort of owner or do you want the one that you never see?
Feels like maybe some sort of split the difference.
There should be something in between those two. Surely there's someone who wants to own a football
club. Do you want me to offer the fans that or do you want me not to come?
What is it you want? Do you want me to never be seen at the club or stand on the terraces with a baseball bat? What is it you want? Yeovil lost. They took off Frank Newbley.
Yeah, he tweeted afterwards. Oh yeah, it was like
we
go again. That was Hemel's cup final. Yeah. Welcome to the National
celebrating
South,
like they won the cup final. Well, it's great for Hemel Hempstead.
It's Hemel Hempstead, Frank. You're Yeovil. You used to be in the Championship.
Yeovil,
get over it, mate.
God. Yeovil, biggest club in Somerset, they say.
I say it now.
Say that to Taunton.
Frank Noble, massively overrated.
Oh, overrated. Didn't keep us up.
What did he do?
A failure.
Yeah.
A failure at Torquay United.
He just had good energy.
Was bought in to keep the club up. Didn't.
Yeah. No.
Failed.
Yeah.
There we are.
Go to the Glovers, Frank. So you get on.
There we are. Maidstone United 2, Slough Town 1.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good or not.
I think Maidstone are quite good. Slough are probably... not
there's
as
only
good.
Been one game in it so far. Nobody knows. None of this matters.
No.
St Albans, we got them on going on that 19th of June, August. That's going to be it. St Albans City 2, they won. Weymouth 1.
Yeah.
Weymouth losing again.
Yeah.
Shame for them, isn't it?
Big win for Taunton. Taunton got off the mark with the win. The
Peacocks beat Braintree 2-1.
Yeah.
Now here we go. Truro 5.
What a
Welling 2. Truro 5-2. They were in that first
32.
Half. In the first half, 5-0 up.
Was
something.
It? I saw there were a lot of goals up.
Do you know what I think's happened there? Welling have travelled down on the day.
They've done the whole 6 or 7 hours.
That's why I think's happened there. They've got there, can't move, John. They've been in the old separate cars. That's the level we're at. Truro. Who scored for Truro?
No idea. Don't have the information.
They've got that player called River, haven't they?
River Allen? Is he still there? Don't know.
Bridge over the River Allen? Is Donald Sutherland in that?
No, I don't think so.
Just check if he's in Bridge Over the River Kwai. Well done, Truro. We'll be hearing from your chairman a bit later on.
Yeah.
Western Supermare won. Haven't and Waterlooville now. The Gulls. They won there. That's the Seagulls.
Yeah.
They were 1-1 if you haven't a mortal
they
Louisville.
Haven't got a point yet.
No. That's a good game. Haven't got a point.
haven't
the mortal Louisville. Worthing 1, Tonbridge Angels instead 0. There we are. Worthing 1-0. So there we are. Let's have a look at the table here.
I've no point looking at the table.
There is John.
No,
come on.
Pointless.
It's always a point.
Pointless.
It's always a point. Here we go. National League South. Who's top of the league? Truro.
Get on there.
With 3 points and the goal difference of 3. Bottom of the league, Welling and Yeovil. exciting. It was worth it, wasn't it?
Oh,
there
it
we
was.
Are.
Yeah, yeah,
that was
yeah.
the National League South. Don't think we need to go. Do we need to go through the National League North? Not really.
I don't think I can be bothered to do
who
the
can
whole
be bothered?
Thing.
National League. Who won in the National League? The old, our old
Aldershot
friends.
Stuffed Oxford City 5-2. Yeah, I saw though, that.
Mate. Oxford City are absolutely awful.
Altrincham and Dagenham 1-1 draw. Barnet 3, Hartlepool 2. Hartlepool off to a losing start.
Yeah.
Chesterfield 4, Dorking 3. That was an interesting game because Dorking
massive.
Ran them all the way. 14 minutes of added time. It was 3-3 and Chesterfield got that winner.
Imagine Dorking just like time. Going for it and not having being able to hold on to a lead. Imagine that. Halifax 2, Bromley. Yeah. Now Halifax are a good tip.
Ooh,
I think
okay. they've got a bit of a sort of a PE teacher manager. I'm not sure he's quite up to it.
Is it? I'm Wild.
I'm
it's
Wild.
Not him anymore.
No, it's
he's
his
at
assistant,
Barrow.
Chris something or other.
Chris Wild.
Bromley had Ben Crowhouse playing for them, of course. Crowhouse.
Oh, nice. I thought you were going to go with everywhere he goes, always take the weather with you. Crowded house.
Oh, that's not bad, actually.
That's,
okay,
you could have
gone
there
that.
Instead.
Yeah,
everywhere you go. Oh, that's a nice song. But yep. I like Crowhouse. I like that. That's nice, John. What else you got?
Gateshead 2, Boreham 2. Kidderminster 0, Woking 0. Jesus. Maidenhead.
Maidenhead 2. Filed 2.
Two, yeah,
the
filed.
Coasters.
Amika Obi. Plays for Farnham. Oh, she nice. Should wear the number one, but doesn't. It's a bit of a shame.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
Horton and Whitmore for Fylde. I mean,
yeah.
These names mean so nothing
Horton
to us.
Whitmore. Have a pint of Horton and Whitmore.
yeah, that's a nice one, John.
Sully Holmore's won. Eastleigh won. Ryan Clampin plays for Eastleigh, which is quite good fun.
Spitfires. At any point, sporting the Spitfires.
Ryan Clampin.
12th.
Going Clampin this weekend?
Clampin.
Yeah.
Southend 4. Now, this was massive,
ooh,
wasn't it?
That's probably the result of the
Southend
day,
4, Oldham nil. That is Oldham tipped for the top, tipped to win the league.
And Southend in absolute
disarray,
crisis.
And they win 4-0. And that's what can happen if you get a team together and there's something to fight against.
Yeah.
Very much a cup result.
It's
that,
a
isn't
siege
it, really?
Mentality, isn't
very,
it?
Very, very good. I hope Southend still exist when we get back up there to play them. Wealdstone 2. York 1.
Kretschmar was on the score sheet.
Was he, John?
That. Yeah,
good player, isn't he? Old Kretsch there.
Rochdale 0, Ebbsfleet 1. Welcome to the National League, Rochdale.
I know that, and that was on the telly as well. They've been...
Yeah.
You've been
National
Rochdale,
League.
You've been National League. Ebbsfleet, of course, ran away with the National League South last season and are showing that they are.
How do you feel that we're now in a division below Ebbsfleet? How does that make you feel?
Car Park C.
Yeah.
Car park full of C's.
Christ.
There we are. We don't really need to know about that. And let's just quick look at League Two, John. Which
three,
is exciting, isn't it? A couple of old...
Two results in particular.
Yeah. Sutton United, old National League team, of course.
Yeah.
5. Notts County 1. And also...
Wrexham 3.
Wrexham
MK Dons
3,
5.
MK Dons 5. I mean, I'm not going to rejoice in that result because... Any team other than MK Dons, I would have, but
yes,
I cannot bear MK Dons as even an idea.
No,
just
a
the
concept.
Very the concept of MK Dons.
Existence offends sick. Me.
There we are. There's your National League roundup. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession.
Hello?
Ivor, it's John from the National Obsession.
Hello?
It's John from the National Obsession. Ivor, we just wanted to talk about the weekend's result. Top of the league. 5-2.
Charles City, hello?
Ivor.
Charles City was on.
Ivor, tell us about the weekend. You're top of the league. You're back.
Smashing weekend, thank you. Do you watch National League football at all? Top of the league, Truro, champions, getting in the Champions League.
But you're not one it.
Probably going to be playing the Champions League next season.
He's not one
it
yet.
Bring on Real Madrid. Bring on Barcelona. Bring on Bayern Munich. Bring on Plymouth Argyle. Bring on the bastards. Bring all the bastards on. We're going to beat the lot. I've been on the Rattler since Saturday. Bring on the Rattler. Bring on a Irish traditional.
You're not going to want to play in the Champions League. I don't mean leaving Cornwall.
The champion, we're part of Europe. Cornwall should be back in Europe.
Really?
Independence for Cornwall. Come on, Truro. The whole for Cornwall. Get on.
Curno.
Fire. Curno in the Champions League. Bring on Galatasaray. Bring on Liverpool FC. Bring on Larne. Get on, cheerio. No more Rattlers, Big Morgan.
The National Obsession.
Looking for a slow as possible trip away. Looking to go around the houses. Looking to not really have any end product. It looks nice. It doesn't do much. It's McGavin Cruises. Book your tickets now. Two worldies a season. McGavin Cruises. Only 6 months left. McGavin Cruises. Book now.
Cruises may take longer to turn around than first order, may be subject to multiple errors.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession. John, you found it. You heard a song. You've been listening to some pop music.
I do listen to a
lot. Is this when you're in the nightclub with the Helsinki team? The
Kosovan
lads.
No, this wasn't on there. But I have been hearing it on Radio 1 quite a bit of late because there's an artist they play a lot called Ray.
Oh, nice. And there is, of course, a rapper called Dave.
There is. We've got to get them together.
They've got to do a duet, surely. What's Dave's favourite song? This is so niche. For any new listeners, you must listen back to some stuff, find out who Ray and Dave are, and just basically catch up and get on board.
His latest song is Sprinter, isn't it? Have you heard that one?
Now, what's the one we'd all know?
I think it's, what's Dave's most famous song?
Well, look up Dave. I'd like to hear Ray. We all know Dave. We've all heard Dave.
Have a look at, let's imagine Ray as sung by the great Ray Duffy.
Okay.
Sleezing and teasing, I'm sitting on him. All of my diamonds are dripping on him. I met him at the bar, I was 12 or something. I ordered two more wines because tonight I want him.
A little context, if you care to listen on Yellow Army Radio. Finally, in Sosma's shit position, the man that I love sat me down last night and he told me that it's over. Dumb decision. I don't want to feel how my heart is ripping. In fact, I don't want to feel, so I stick to sipping. I'm out of the town with a simple mission in my little black dress and that shit is sitting.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right, in the back of the nightclub sipping champagne.
Oh,
I don't trust any of these bitches I'm with. In the back of the taxi sniffing cocaine.
Nothing wrong with that.
Sex, I was looking for a man who was on the same page. It was back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my old ways.
Back to the intro, of course.
Because I don't want to feel how I did last night. I don't want to feel how I did last night. Doctor, doctor, anything please. Doctor, doctor, have mercy on me. It is pain away. You're asking my symptoms, doctor. I don't want to feel.
Nothing wrong with not feeling.
Oh, my word.
Sammy Collins would never have felt.
It's good though, isn't it?
Very good. It's good. It's good.
It's really good.
Oh, wow. Is this Ray's first hit single?
This is Ray's big hit. Yeah.
There we are.
It's a bit grim.
I like
but, you
it.
Know,
well,
he's
look,
got something to
goes.
Say and he's just going to say it.
I'm hoping it's the sort of act that might do a duet with featuring Dave. Might be Ray featuring Dave. There we are. John, that was a really brilliant performance from
you. Oh, thank
then,
you very much.
As Ray,
yeah.
Well, it was doing the song Ray by Duffy. Ray. It was obviously Ray Duffy. Thank you, Ray Duffy,
what
for coming
if you
in.
Got Ray and Duffy?
Oh,
singer. That could be maybe even more.
Well, you got me begging me for mercy, of course.
Ray,
there we are. Yeah. As I walk down Warwick Avenue.
Which one do you want, Warwick Avenue?
Warwick Avenue.
As I walk down Westlands Avenue.
you got me begging me for mercy. You know, let's have a player that sounds like Merson. Begging me for Merson. That was lovely, John.
Thank you.
There's a classic bit of Natob's podding there. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession. And then after last week's blank week, John, are there any letters?
Yeah, I think so. It's time for letters from a listener.
Letters from a listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
We listened to that on the way up to the Highlands,
that song.
And it's very difficult now to sing the actual words.
It's a belting song, though, isn't it? What a great song.
A great driving song. Any letters, John?
Sutherland no more.
Donald Sutherland no more.
Two.
Oh, lovely.
Tobias, Tibbs, Ashton.
Okay, lovely. Hello, Tibbs, on the ice.
Good morning, chaps.
On the ice to you.
Lovely to have you and the season back. I will gloss over the Irish banter to start the season.
Oh.
Yes, I saw on Twitter Tibbs had referred to it as Irish racism.
Are we?
Now, I'm not going to be...
What was it? What were we being racist about?
Because we're talking about the Irish goodbye.
I don't think...
No, but the origins of it had sort of come from...
Oh, yes, from being a drunk,
Irish.
Being a drunken Irish, yeah.
As an Irish passport holder, Tibbs,
don't
worry about me.
We were just reading out...
Yeah.
Wikipedia.
Exactly. That's all it was. The pains of the drop...
It went very... Roger Moore.
I'm still a little bit croaky.
That's all it was, the Irish goodbye.
Want any others while it's a little bit cranky?
Do what you like, John. It's your podcast.
It was the one day. That wasn't that good.
Okay.
Slightly lost it. Anyway, he says, the pains of the drop for a foreign-based fan. I guess he means relegation. Talk United will not post merch to the EU. Will post to the US, but not Europe.
Oh.
Brexit means Brexit in debate. Well,
wow.
Call it Tory base or nothing.
There we are.
Yeah.
Really? They won't post it. Do you know what, Tibbs? Whatever you want, come through me. I'll charge 20% on top and I'll send it to you in the EU.
Business venture. Get it off that website where you can get maybe I'm not going to say that.
that Chinese shirt restaurant. Do they do talkie shirts on that website?
Probably.
Just Premier League, isn't it?
Yeah,
John, that website? What's that website called?
Where's that website
going? What's that website called? Go on.
Number two, and this list.
Thank you, Tib.
Still going. No 3 p.m. kickoff streaming.
I don't mind that because people don't go away. They don't go and watch the game. Yeah. I know I didn't.
We also
didn't have
that last season either. So
did a bit now and again on like international weekends and stuff, but. No. Well, okay.
Number three, having to explain to people what the National League South is, then what the National League is, then asking if they remember the Vauxhall Conference, then explaining about it being regional, then having to talk about fucking Wrexham.
Oh, yeah. Well, most conversations now are about Wrexham and then
about Wrexham.
Torquay United.
Are we missing listening to the first game? Is it the first of several birthday celebration weekends?
Oh,
Happy birthday, Tibbs.
Happy birthday.
But I'll be celebrating turning 40 at the game on the 12th.
Never.
If any fossil representatives of other Torquay United podcasts are in attendance.
Which game?
Other Torquay.
Which game?
It must be Worthing on Saturday.
Oh, lovely. Now, do you know what? 40 is, do not fear 40. 40 is brilliant. 40 is a brilliant age to be. Absolutely brilliant. Mid-30s. To your mid-40s is absolutely brilliant.
Good. Something to look forward to.
Very, very confident, Tibbs, that you'll have a very good time.
On the ice and in the bay, Tibbs, in Lexington, County Kildare, the true home of Guinness, he says.
I wonder if he's going to go and see... And that would have been a bit of Irish racism there. What? I wonder if he'll go and see Larne, like it's round the corner. Like 300 miles away, John. Stop saying that. Why are you saying
Larne
that?
Larne this season? No. A different country. King hell.
All right. Okay.
I think we should go to an Irish league game this year.
We've always wanted to.
Go to Cork.
Yep, that'd be nice.
Keating.
That'd be nice. Thanks for the letter, Tibbs. As always, top level work.
Lovely. He's one of the good foffs.
He is.
Do you want to know what foff number he is?
Yes, please.
I don't know.
And I'm going to tell you what a foff. If you are new to the podcast, and you call it a website then, if you are new to the website and you want to become a foff is a friend of the family, you can do what, John? Send in three email-y letters.
Three, innit?
To where?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And
some
like 10 tweets. 10 tweets,
but
I think we said.
We lose. Or one physical letter. We do not tell you the... physical address.
If you work it out for yourself, then brownie points to you.
Exactly.
But I'm not giving out. I'm not giving out.
What's the other letter, John?
Mark Ridley.
Ah, good old Newton. On the ice, you Newton. Thank you for coming back to us.
It's the law on this podcast. You have to say his name as Terry Wogan. It's just the dumb thing.
Just how it is now on.
33 Mark Ridley. It says, hi, John and Charlie. Welcome back.
Thanks.
I'm pleasantly surprised that you'll be mainly focusing on the National League South this season.
And I bet you are.
I'm sure it's a pure coincidence that it's the same division that Torquay play. Look, we've always... Go back over this podcast. Every 5 years, it switches.
It switches. We've done the National League South. We've done the National League.
Did 5 years in the National League. Then we go back to the National League South again.
Unless something happens really odd, we probably won't cover the National League North.
I shouldn't think so. You're never totally sure. The lads at the National League, what they're going to conjure up next.
Where they're going to draw the line.
The line's in Plymouth. Well, I suppose if, like...
Is there a way
if
to...
Every single team in the sort of Southwest Peninsula League, whatever, got promoted...
Or went out of... No, there's no way.
What if everyone, like,
there's no way we are ever
Helston,
in the National League North.
Malzahl, they all came up and we ended up in the National League North.
But it was just a complete Cornish league.
Imagine it. I think it could happen.
Quite good fun.
Never know.
The Isle of Wight.
Yeah. I mean,
Isles of Scilly.
Geographically, I don't know. Yeah,
the Isles of Scilly, they got a team.
Mark, how about this? We should have just read on.
Oh.
I was trying to work out under what circumstances you would cover the National League North.
No way.
Perhaps if we need a rise to the footballing pyramid of Jersey, Guernsey, Mouse, or St. Michael's Mount.
That wasn't a letter. Unbelievable. Incredible scenes.
Psychic Mark Ridley.
On our wavelength, of course. There, Mark. Can't do the accent. I don't know why I'm trying to do the
impression. 88 to 91.
I can't do the impression. No. I don't know why I'm trying to do the impression. Keep trying to do it.
Would it need Jersey, Guernsey, Mousel, St. Michael's Mount, and those two teams on the Scilly Isles who play against themselves, plus the collapse of Plymouth Argyle for you to end up in the National League North? The only other possibility is a sudden movement of the Earth's tectonic plates, but that could easily put you in the French leagues, in which case you'd be L'Obsession Nationale.
That'd be nice. Do you know what? If we suddenly ended up in the French league, that'd be an ace.
God, wouldn't that be great?
Oh,
are you playing
ideal.
This weekend? Rouen.
La Rochelle we are this weekend. La Rochelle away.
Yeah. Oui, oui. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Oui, la bibliothèque.
I'd be up for that. Keep up the good work on the ice. Foff, 33.
On the ice to you, Mark Newton Ridley. Lovely stuff. That's a lovely couple of letters to kick us off the season.
Isn't it good?
Yeah, I think we're going to get less letters for a bit, John, because we have quite a lot of Wrexham fans and Notts County fans.
I'd be interested to know if any of those lads are still listening.
Yeah. And also, we're in the National League South. There's less fans, but that means there's less media. So if you are a National League South fan, do get in touch because we'd like to hear from you.
We would.
And we are.
NationalObsession@gmail.com. NatsObsPod on Twitter.
All those ones, innit? Magic.
Is it?
All the letters, John?
That's it.
What a lovely podcast.
Yeah.
Do you think we've rattled through it? I don't think so.
I feel like there's been a bit of rattling going on, but not in a bad way.
Too rattly?
No, we've rattled nicely, I think.
I think it's been good.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter till the clocks are back. Do remember that. Enjoy your non-league football. Who have we got Saturday, John? Torquay United?
Worthing.
Worthing at home.
Yeah.
Easy 3 points. The fight back starts now. On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.